The post-match interview.
We're going to get Fraser here. Darcy here. Too many forts, Fraser. I've done it again. Darcy, welcome to K-Rock football. We were only going to get one bloke on K-Rock, and you know that. So Fraser, unfortunately, couldn't get it done yesterday, but an amazing effort by you and the Brisbane Lions this afternoon.
Yeah, it was. Sad to see Fraser and South Island go down yesterday. I thought Leopold played a great game, and the South boys, commiserations to them. Great win today by the boys. Yeah, the year we've had, it's quite amazing that we've been able to come back and finish up here.
It's just moments in football. You just, obviously, we just spoke about Oscar not being able to get up, and it's just moments being able to take the moment, and here you are.
Yeah, as I said before, if you told me I'd be here, you know, a couple of months ago, I wouldn't have believed you. But just happy that I could come in and play my role. As I said before, getting my mids involved. They did a great job today.
Darce, it's Kingy, Benny Cass, Neildy and Troy Selwood up in the K-Rock box. Did you at some stage during last week's second half start mentally preparing that you might be playing this week?
Yeah, I did. When Oscar went down, that was the first thing that I was like, I have to prepare myself. Just in case, I was hoping that I would get up because he deserves to be here more than anyone. But unfortunately, that wasn't the case. And basically, from Sunday onwards, I was preparing as if I was playing. Darryl Joyce and Harry Sharp, credit to them. They did a great job, came out with me on Sunday and did a hard running session. And there's so many people that sort of helped me on this journey and helped me the last week. So, I can't thank them enough.
When you do that mental preparation, you're hoping that you get told early in the week that you are going to be playing, so it's not a, you know, they wait. I was obviously going to wait as long as possible, but the fact that you got that early tap on the shoulder made life easier.
Yeah, it definitely did. Fakes reached out to me on Monday and basically confirmed that I'll be playing, and from then it was just concentrating on being able to do my job and just everything into today. And fortunately enough, we just managed to get over the line.
Darcy, were you nervous?
Extremely, yeah. No one sort of compare you this. You sort of do everything right, but yeah. So
we just lost you there.
Yeah, when you're out there for the first bounce and there's 100,000 people screaming, it's, it is quite nerve-wracking.
What was the sort of one thing you wanted to sort of achieve yourself in terms of how the game unfolded? I heard you mention before about just bringing the ball to ground. Was it just about competing whenever you could?
Yeah, pretty much. If I can make it scrappy and as I said, get the ball down and then sort of the game's on my terms a little bit, my strength is my follow-up and been able to surge the ball forward, so I was able to do that a couple of times and help the boys out.
40, Troy Selwood here, mate. Congratulations, very proud of you. Mate, you're the poster boy for just hanging in there and being ready, and I guess the role model that you will now be for all those boys at Brisbane Lions VFL to just know that you just have to always be ready because you never know your opportunity comes by. But what does it mean for you, mate, to have to hang in there for so long and then to finally get to this stage?
Yeah, it's hard to appreciate at this time.
Fraser's getting in the way, the grumpy man. He's right next to us here. Hang on a minute.
Credit to all the VFL players and staff. I think Brisbane Lions VFL do a great job of having everyone in and really enjoy the VFL football. It makes it a lot better for those guys who are missing out. So yeah.
40, Mark Neild here. Congratulations, mate. Just a quick one from us. Just a quick comment on your connection with Oscar McInerney. Everyone saw at the end he was the first person you went to.
Yeah, as I said a couple.
Keep going, 40.
Big O deserves this more than anyone. He's like the most selfless person on the team, the most humble man you'll ever meet. So, we were all sort of thinking that if we come out and do it for him, we'd have to do it because, as I said, we'd love to have him here with us, but hopefully we'll try and get one for him next year.
All right, and final one for me. Just let your brother know he has to be at the Bowen Club before 10:30. There are no excuses.
He doesn't listen to me at the best of times, mate, so good luck with that.
Hey, Darce, before we let you go, Neildy's filthy too because he was hoping to have you at some stage at South Bowen, so looks like that's on the back burner for a heck of a long time now.
Yeah, we'll have to push that back for a couple of years. Sorry, mate.
40, we'll let you go and enjoy it. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us on K-Rock Football. We're beyond wrapped for you here in the K-Rock box. To have a South Barwon boy, now Premiership player, is a wonderful achievement by you. Well done, and enjoy the celebrations that come over the ensuing days and weeks.
Thank you, guys. Much appreciated.
Darcy Ford, Premiership player.
The post-match interview.